ओम शांति। हाउ आर यू इन ज्ञान सरोवर? एंजॉइंग? एंड हाउ आर यू इन शांतिवन? एंजॉइंग? ओके, वेरी गुड। वेयर एवर वी आर, बाबा इज विद अस ऑलवेज, सो वी एंजॉय बाबाज कंपनी, हिज मीटिंग, वेयर एवर वी आर। सो टूडेज टॉपिक very useful and practical. Let us make it very useful and practical. How this knowledge of drama, world drama, makes us happy and free from waste thought. So I will use the word thoughtlessness and happy life. So far, many scholars, religious founders, prophets spoke little bit about this knowledge of world drama, very little. In Indian philosophy too, many things have been mentioned, but not at one place. So, people could not understand anything about this world. And Baba clarified everything. Both things are very important for our life, happiness and thoughtlessness, free from waste thought. Baba also emphasized in this last avyakt murli, you have to get rid of waste thoughts. Did you do something for this? So today also, this topic, practically, will solve this problem of waste thoughts. But it needs long practice. Not in a day. I would say that at least 10 points from the knowledge of drama we have to find out and use them in your practical life. So what I did, how did I use the knowledge of drama in my life, I would share in front of you. And also remind three things from this last avyakt murli, you might have noticed them, but they are very, very important. First thing, just listen carefully, feel what Baba is saying. Baba mentioned, you have the power to fulfill all of your thoughts. Just accept it. I got power, our power. You got ruling and controlling power over your mind. It's not so that mind will control you, mind will rule over you. You have to control your, you can control your mind. You are the controller of the mind. That power you have. Baba already has given us that power. By that power we can control our mind. Third thought, success is your birthright. Not a new thing, but next two words, use it. Make use of it. It's your right. Success will come to you at every step. Use this right. Then you will get success everywhere in your life. You will never get frustrated. Fourth point was also very important. Motivating point. It inspires inspires us. What Baba mentioned? Get free from waste thought, then your elevated thoughts will do wonders. See the wonder of elevated thoughts being free from waste thoughts. So, there is lot power in our elevated thoughts. I would also like, if you like today, one new thing. And you can start it in your own classes, in your own group. We will discuss the point of drama. But a wonderful new thing which I have started from last 1 month at two places I did that, and that is to spread the healing vibrations, to make such atmosphere in our class that healing vibrations start working with everyone. So what I did, I just share to you one beautiful thing, one wonderful experience. Just 1 week before, I was somewhere in India. Many brothers and sisters were attending Yoga Bhatti, Yoga Retreat, 500 were there. I asked them, how many of you have knee pain? Knee pain. So 50 rose their hands, 50. Many mothers. Then I asked, how many have back pain? 20. Then high blood pressure? Many. Diabetes? Many. I did not ask any other thing. So, I asked them, would you like one thing today? That you heal yourself just in 15 minutes. A magic of spiritual power, they said, yes, we will do. So what we did, just first of all, 15-minute powerful yoga. And then 15 minutes, that healing energy, use of that healing energy, is pure energy. The vibrations of purity simply, vibrations of purity can heal everything in our body. So, we did it, we all together did. I gave commentary and all did that. And a wonderful result. Just one example. One sister, young sister, she shared her experience that she had back pain from last 21 years and her back pain gone. So I was also amazed. Oh, so nice experience. Then second day again I asked her, do you have back pain or gone? It has gone finally. And many got free from their knee pain. So it was a wonderful new experiment. Twice I did. 3 months before, one day I did in Bangalore. And this was my second experiment. So we will also do that. Would you also like? Yes? So we will do at the end. Drama. Knowledge of drama. Baba's very good words, just as I sit in subtle world and observe down to this world, I observe everything being detached. Similarly, you also observe everything being detached, then you will become Bap Saman. So if you want to become Bhavsaman, Baba mentioned, just as I see everything in this world being detached, like an onlooker, detached observer, likewise you too see everything being detached. In Hindi, very good word, sakshi. Those who know Hindi, they understand this word, sakshi. So first point of this world drama, you all got all points of world drama. Just I would remind you, two very powerful points which will make us free from waste thoughts. First, those two points. We know in this world drama, every soul is playing one's own fixed part. We can think this way, the director gave part to a soul and that soul is just playing that part. So, all souls are playing their part in this world drama. No one should be blamed. No one can be blamed. Why you did this? Why you are doing this? No. They are playing their part. Very good thought for to make our mind silent. Second thing, very great point. Whatever is going on in this world drama, that is true, accurate, that must happen. These are Baba's wonderful words. Whatever is happening in this world drama, that must happen. We knowledgeable souls understand the secrecy behind it. Whatever is happening with me, with you, talk to yourself. Whatever is happening with me, it's the result of my own past actions. True? Nothing is wrong. Everything is right. True. Whatever I did, I'm getting the fruit of that. So thus, make your mind silent. Very important thing. The first point I mentioned to you, all are playing their parts. None can be blamed. We cannot lay blame on anyone. Why did you do this? You have done 10 years before like this. You do always like this. So by this good feeling that no one can be blamed, our mind will become peaceful. So now we will do one thing very practical. If you have in your mind with someone revengeful feeling or feeling of enmity or feeling of hate, so one thing we will do, now accept that that person cannot be blamed. He is free from that. No fault of that person. So one practical thing, we have to forgive everyone. We are great souls, great persons, forgive them. So your mind will become cool and calm, peaceful. This is the noble way to take revenge from others. So would you like to take such revenge? Forgive them. Yes, forgive them. Wonderful experience of some souls we do in our bhakti, just one small session, ask forgiveness from others and forgive others. So many souls get very, very light, soft. Just one experience of a brother, he had given 50,000 rupees to some of his friend. That friend said that I will return you after some months, but years passed and he was not giving. And what he did? When this brother, BK brother, was giving phone to him, he was not attending. Switch off. So many times he tried to contact with him, but no answer, no response. That day, on listening that class, he decided that I will forgive that person. And in group, he forgave him. As soon as he came out of the class, he listened the ring of his phone, he attended, that friend was speaking, saying, I am sorry, I did very bad to you, now I will return your money back with full interest. Don't mind. So just, it was a good result. By forgiving, his big problem finished. Because our good thoughts, our pure feelings change the feeling of others. One man from Mumbai, he worked in a bank. He had clash always with his bank manager, always clash. So always in tension. And as soon as we did it in a group, and he forgave his manager, and gave good blessings to him, immediately what happened, his leg pain finished. Wonderful experience. He came to me that I had severe leg pain. For me it was very difficult to move. Now I got free. So thus we can understand our thoughts, our tension, our revengeful feeling, our hateful feeling cause many diseases in our body. Many diseases. Because at that time our glands secrete toxins. Otherwise they secrete useful liquid, fluid. But if we are in tension, in anger, in negative feelings, they secrete poison, toxins, and it causes disease in our body. So if our mind is peaceful, if our mind is happy, if our thoughts are very elevated, we can cure our body also, we can enjoy our happy life. I remember one thing, psychologists have mentioned, a person who is happy and loving, who love everyone and who remains always happy, for such a person, nothing is impossible to achieve. So we have to fill up our mind with love and happiness. We must know one secrecy. I share one thing right from the childhood of my life. I was very keen in Indian philosophy. So I wanted to know how this world moves, what are the reason, what are the seed behind every event. In Indian philosophy, it has been mentioned like this, that this entire world is created by the combination of two things, soul and nature. When I came to Baba, I was again in the search what Baba says about this. And Baba mentioned many things, Now, as the result, I tell you the secrecy behind this creation. Our thoughts spread in this nature in the form of waves. When these waves go to the nature, there is a reaction among nature, and that nature creates everything for us. So our own thoughts are the responsible for what we achieve from the nature. Therefore, psychologists say one thing, if you create same thought again and again, it means you invite that, you invoke that, you create that. So Baba has clarified that each and every thought has got creative energy. So pay good attention to your thoughts. Our thoughts are not going waste. Even if we create waste thought in our mind, they are creating negative energy. And then it is coming back to us, being double. It is troubling us. It is giving us lot of sufferings. So thus, we can solve all problems with the power of our thoughts. So if we give the vibrations of happiness and love to this nature, nature will give everything to us in return. Because these two things, happiness and love, you can say these two energies are the real energy for this entire nature. It cause many reactions inside the nature, and nature provide with everything. So, we have to be very happy and loveful. When you are here in Madhuban, we are listening Baba's Murli. So one thing, avoid hatred. No hate for any soul. No revengeful feeling for anyone. Forgive them. So let us do this experiment now for just 2 minutes, 3 minutes. And I would say like this, we all will do. That right in last 63 words, there had been some souls to whom I gave sufferings. And some souls who gave suffering to me. So if I gave suffering and troubles to many, I will ask just pardon. Please excuse me. Be happy. Give blessing. Be happy. Be peaceful. And those who gave trouble to me, I am a great soul. Just I forgive you. Be happy. Thus, mind will become very peaceful, and the effect of last 2005 years thus can finish. We can become free like this with the negative effect of 2500 years. Are you agree? It's a subtle experiment, so let us do it now with true heart, okay? Red light, way. So, sit in deep silence. I am a great soul in this self-respect. I am great. Baba's hand of blessing is here on my head. Now have a thought. In past 63 births, the souls who gave troubles, pain or sufferings to me, yes, please get emerged. See in front of you thousands of souls in subtle body got emerged. They are also not happy. Have a thought. I am a great soul. Whatever you did with me out of ignorance, I forgive you. Be happy. Give good vibrations to them. Feel that from me, from my forehead, pure vibrations are going to them. Second thought, those to whom I gave troubles. Now have a thought, please emerge, all souls, and visualize in front of you many souls in subtle body emerged. Talk to them, O souls, out of ignorance, out of vices, I gave trouble to you. Please excuse me, I'm very sorry. Now be light, be happy, be peaceful. Give good vibrations to them. Om Shanti. If you do it for 7 days, just like this for 3 minutes, for 7 days, any time, Amrit Vela, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, evening, you will experience that a burden from your head is removed. You became very light. It was my first experience with a sister who came from some other foreign country. She had gone to Radhi Janaki and she asked one question. I came 13 times to meet Baba, but so far I have not got good experience in that meeting. What to do? So Radhi Janaki was busy. She sent her to me. I ask her many questions so that I can understand what is the barrier between Baba and this soul. So I ask her, say something of your childhood to me. And she told like this, that I was very much violent in my childhood life. I used to just beat others, kill others, always violent. So it was very clear to me that in her past lives, she had been more violent. She gave lot of sufferings to many souls. So their vibrations are not allowing her to get good feelings from God, to experience love from God. So just, I ask her for 3 days, you ask pardon from them. Feel that you have done this wrong thing in past lives. Ask them to forgive you. And she did for 3 days, only for 3 days. On 4th day, Baba came and she got real feeling that she met God. So from that day, I learnt it. And we in group made such experiments and many got very light. So I hope you will do it for 7 days. Okay? 7 days? 7 times. Drama. One another point of this drama's knowledge, we know it always, in today's Murli it was written in blessing. Every scene of this drama is beneficial. Is it right? Is it right? Yes? With true heart you say yes? Or you say, no, this thing is not beneficial. That thing is not beneficial. He did me such behavior, it is not beneficial. We met an accident, it was not beneficial. That person left body, it was not beneficial. But God has mentioned every scene, every event, everything of this world drama is for your benefit. Because time is of Sangam Yuga. God is world benefactor. You yourself are master world benefactor. So everything will bring benefit to you. Just accept it. What is the wrong thing? What is the barrier in between? We see everything being selfish. There is a desire, there is an expectation in our mind, this thing should happen this way, this thing should not happen this way, this selfish feeling. Then we say, this scene is not beneficial, but everything is beneficial. Just accept it, so you will enjoy future. What is future of this world? What is the future of this world? Golden age? Before that? Destruction and glorification. Baba will be revealed. Everywhere there will be enjoyment on this earth. We will enjoy. When we see different scenes of destruction, so this knowledge of drama, that now this drama is about to end. We have completed the cycle of 84 births. Now all have to go back home. So you will see everything being detached. That this is the time for everyone to go back home. So thus become the embodiment of this higher consciousness. This is the end of this cycle. We have to go back home, but before going back home, we have to leave, we have to renounce everything here itself. We will take nothing with us, only spiritual treasure, pure essence, treasure of pure essence, treasure of our yoga, treasure of our service will go with us. keep it in your mind. One very good thing of this drama's knowledge, in this world drama, I am hero actor. Are you all hero actors? All are hero actors. The great souls of deity religion. See your part. We had been in golden age. Golden age. We cannot even imagine what golden age will be. We cannot have the real vision of golden age. You just see. There will be fragrance in wind. In the air, there will be a wonderful fragrance. Fragrance. Everyone would like everything. Not only that, golden palaces, all, everything for our comfort, that is physical thing. But spiritually, every soul is perfect. We are hero actors. Enjoy your act. We are the actors in this world drama. We are playing our own part. Keep it in your mind. One another point in this knowledge of drama, a great secret thing Baba has mentioned, one thing happens only once. Not again and again. One event takes place only once in 5,000 years. It will repeat after 5,000 years, not before that. So it teaches us very important thing, whatever has been passed, forget it. Because it will come back after 5,000 years. It will not return again and again. So forget the past. Can you forget? Or have you forgotten? Those who have forgotten, please raise your hand. And those who like to forget. All? Because the impression of past makes us very weak, very negative. Bad energy we receive from our past. So we have to enjoy our present and we have to make our future bright. Don't live in the past. Be in the present. Make such mind. Make your mind this way that I have to enjoy my present achievements. I always say one thing to all Brahmins. See your achievement at present. God came to you. He has become your friend. Baba's words are, God came in your home as guest. God has become your guest. You have found God. This is the highest achievement for a person. Why don't you enjoy this? Why don't you think about your past, about this and that? Do enjoy this. So we are hero actors. One thing will not repeat in 5,000 years. This is the beauty of this world drama. So forget the past. No impression of past. Past is past, it's finished. One very good thing, I like this point very much. And I used it in my life very much from last 2 years. Specifically, I am using this and I would like to tell it to you and you should also use it. Baba says one simple thing. Whatever is going on, it is good. Whatever has been happened, it was good. Whatever will happen, will be best. So in this one point was very good point that you always think you always speak that everything will become good. Don't say what will happen. It will happen negatively, like this, some harm, some problem. You always say everything will become good. So what happened? What will happen? If a thing is going to be bad, it will also turn into goodness. Bad things will change into good things. Bad events will change into good events. So this is the secrecy, because we are great souls. We are pure souls. We are blessed souls. God has blessed us. He gave many blessings to us. So our words will become true. Keep it in your mind. We all have got many powers. We are great souls. Full with Baba's blessings. So our words will become true. Always say, everything will go in my favor. Everything will become beneficial to like this. I share one experience of my life. Nowadays, I am going outside, out of Madhuban, many times. Means, in a month, two times for Yoga Bhatti, to conduct Yoga Bhatti. So I travel by flight. So when I am in Delhi, there is lot of crowd on the roads. So always we are in rush, tension. And people think you will miss your plane today. And I say them, no, I will go through this flight. When I sit in the plane, then only plane will fly, otherwise not. So it happened every time. We are late, 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 tension. Now only 30 minutes remained. In domestic flights, they ask more than 1 hour before you have to come. Finally, before 40 minutes, and I had only 30 minutes, I reached there on the counter, and I gave my ticket to the sister who was sitting there. And she said, oh, okay, you can go. So our thoughts create our future. Our thoughts affect each and every event of our life. Everywhere you can use the power of thought. So don't make it negative. Don't speak negatively. Don't get easily tense. No, have full confidence in yourself. I'm telling one thing to everyone nowadays, and I also have full confidence in this. I am Master Almighty. Baba's powers are working with me. I have got power of Almighty within me. What I think, it will happen. Just take it to your subconscious mind. What I think, it will happen. If I don't think, it will not happen. Such confidence. So thus you will see that you are able to change the direction of every event. Every event. Thus, you can take your future in your own hands. You don't need to get confused, puzzled, what will happen. No, what I think, that will happen. And make experiment of this. But for this, we need full confidence in self. Full confidence. No trace of any doubt. Not 1% doubt. If you have full confidence, no, it will be done like this, that will be done like that. So So this is the knowledge of Dharma. Last point, free from questions. Three things Baba speaks. No question, no complaint, no exclamation. Many Brahmins, many, not one, ask me many times one question. When they see some negative thing happening in the yag, they ask, what Baba is doing? Why does he not bring a change in them? Why does he not punish them? They get angry and ask like this, what Baba is doing? He's silent. He's just looking everything. He's doing nothing. But why Baba is not doing anything? Because he knows whatever is going on, it is perfect. No question why. No why. So just as Baba, the Supreme Father, God, is thoughtless, likewise, we have to follow him. No question. Everything is going on perfectly, truly, rightly, accurately. Believe it. No complaint. Why this person is doing this way? Why this senior teacher is doing this way? These sisters don't follow Baba's Srimad. Many used to complain like this. No, everything is accurate. No exclamation, no wonder, don't feel any wonder. Everything is going on nicely, smoothly. So this way, we can save the power of our thoughts and gradually, we can become free from all waste thoughts. And one very powerful thing you must know, it has been mentioned in Gita. Lokic Gita, a very great secrecy has been revealed in Gita. It is written, a yogi who is thoughtless. In Indian philosophy of yoga, their system is to become completely thoughtless, neither waste thought nor good thoughts. Free from all thoughts, good or bad. So it has been revealed there, a yogi who is thoughtless is very beneficial for this entire world. His presence only will bring benefit to this world, just as our Dadi Janaki. Suppose, she does nothing. She remains seated in her room, does nothing. Only her presence will become very beneficial for entire world. Why? Because when mind is silent, so very powerful energy spread out from us. It goes to the world. It goes to the nature. It brings wonderful change in this world. So, with the practice of this knowledge of Dharma, try your best to become free from waste thoughts. Specifically, whatever is going on in this world, it's true. No question. Make your mind question-free. Now, I end this subject. 2-3 practice of yoga I would suggest to you, and you can enjoy that. Just as today Baba was saying about Amrit Vela, make a plan of your Amrit Vela. Make a plan what you will do in the morning time. So I suggest you one thing first. feel that I am in subtle world. Just in a second, feel I am there. And Baba put his hand on my head. Do it now. His hand on your head. भाई लाइट वाले यहीं रहना जरा ट्यून वाले भी भाई कह देना उसे भी सो नो क्वेश्चन सो आई वॉज टेलिंग दैट एवरी मॉर्निंग एज यू वेक अप इमीडिएटली मेक दिस विजन आई मीन सटिल वर्ल्ड Say good morning to Baba, receive drishti from him and feel that his hand on my head. Hand of blessing, hand full of power, almighty's hand. From his hand, energy is going to my body, to my mind. First practice. Second practice. You might have noted down 2 days, from 2 days Murli, Baba was saying, make your third eye very powerful. And in the morning time, give drashti to entire world. Did you note down it? Give drashti to entire world. So your drashti will make them free from sorrow, will make them peaceful, will make them stress-free. So in the morning hour time, just create globe in front of you. Globe means entire world is there in front of you. And from me, from the soul, the vibrations of might are going to the globe. Just for 1 minute only do this. These two things will make you yourself fresh. Very fresh. Because we need freshness, fresh mind, fresh intellect in morning hours. What happens with everyone at that time? Because we wake up from sleep of 5 hours, 6 hours, so our mind is silent, mind is inactive. Mind sometimes works with the influence of that night. If you saw any dream, if there was any disturbance in your body, if your digestion was not good, so that effect comes here. So this is the reason that in the morning time many don't enjoy yoga. Some feel sleepy or some try to control their mind by force. But do this to practice in the beginning. And then third thing, create some most elevated thoughts in your mind. There in your room, not here. Before coming in the class, you prepare yourself this way in your room. Create most elevated thoughts in your mind. Thought like this, that, oh, Shiv Baba is invoking me up in subtle world. He is saying, oh child, come to me. I will give you blessings. I will give you powers. I will give you my drashti. I am a great soul. I have to give good vibrations to entire world. I am Master Almighty. I am most powerful soul. Create such thoughts in your mind. I would say, psychologists also have mentioned this, that first 10 minutes is the golden period in everyone's life. Because at that time, subconscious mind is active, awakened. Conscious mind is also awakened. Whole night, subconscious mind was active, but conscious mind was not active. So we could not use that power. But in the morning 10 minutes, both are active. So create good thoughts, enjoying thoughts. So those thoughts will go directly to your subconscious mind. And subconscious mind has got power to do everything. Psychologists say subconscious mind is almighty. It's so powerful. And you should be aware of one thing. Our first thought, very first thought, can open everything for us. Because at that time, our subconscious mind is fully active. Suppose, when you open your eyes, you create a thought. I am most fortunate soul in the world. So what will happen? Your fortune will be opened. If there is any blockage, they will finish. You think, in the morning time, I teach to small children that they must think like this, I am intellectual. I have got very good character, divine character. I am stable mind. So these things will be improved, increase in life. You can think in the morning, I am a good yogi. Never think that I don't enjoy yoga. Oh, there is lot of fluctuation in my mind. No, I am a good yogi. I have got a stable mind. Success is my birthright. My life has become stress-free. I am the most happy person in the world. Don't say that I am searching for happiness. I don't experience happiness in life. In the morning time, I am most happy person in this world. So your happiness will become natural in life. One very good thought, I am more powerful than all problems of life. I am Master Almighty, more powerful than problems. I am a victorious jewel. My eye is nothing in front of me. Create such thoughts in your mind. They will charge you. And when you come in whole for yoga, being charged this way, you will enjoy your yoga very much. So first of all, charge yourself in first 10 minutes. Do you like this? Do you like? So right from tomorrow. Don't think that I will go in Harmony Hall for yoga. Prepare quickly, 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 rush, fast. No, as soon as you open your eyes, start doing these old practices. And when you come here, or go to your center for yoga, first of all, practice 5 forms. If you don't enjoy them, you just remind yourself, I am a soul, I was deity, I was worship worthy, now I am great Brahmin, I will become an angel. Repeat it 4-5 times. It will help you to stabilize your mind. Then give sakas. It will again make your mind stable. Globe. Give good vibrations from here to the globe. This is the way, this way we can enjoy our Amrit Vela. Now, healing vibrations we will do. So sit very, being active. Those who feel sleepy, please be active. I think no one is sleeping. No one. All are active. Have one thought in your mind. If you have any disease in your body, so I have to get free now from this disease. No more disease. One another thing I would add before doing this, every night when we are about to sleep, sleepy feeling, we are going to sleep in 1 minute, carefully, give thought to your subconscious mind, I am perfectly healthy. I am free from this disease. I am free from this disease. So at night, our subconscious mind has got maximum healing power. For whole night, it will heal your body. Next morning, you will feel very fresh. This way, you can get free from severe disease too. I made many experiments with many brothers and sisters. Recently, one wonderful experience, one blind mother got new eyes in 17 days. 17 days only. Just practice, simple practice. So we have got great healing power within us. And that healing power lies in pure energy. We all are pure souls. So now, first of all, just. I am a soul. See yourself in forehead. Very pure soul. From me. Pure vibrations, white vibrations are spreading out. Feel that this entire whole has become full with pure vibrations, pure energy. From Baba, pure vibrations. In white color are coming down to me. I am receiving pure energy from Baba. From me. These pure vibrations are going to my brain. Feel that my full brain has become full with pure vibrations, and these vibrations open all blockages of my brain. Now these pure vibrations are spreading in my entire body. Feel that pure energy is going to my hands, both arms, neck, back, front side, to my legs, spreading in whole body, cleaning the body. Cleaning all glands. powering all glands of my body. This way, here is everywhere pure energy in this hole. Have a thought. Let me become free from this disease. I'm free from this disease. I'm free from this disease. I'm perfectly healthy. My brain has become healthy. My body has become strong. Again from Baba, pure vibrations, white rays are entering in me, coming down to me. I am receiving this pure energy. Om Shanti. Is tarah hum, this way, if we do little practice, give 5 minutes every day to yourself, you will get very good experience. Baba is our supreme surgeon. Remember him this way, you are supreme surgeon. Now give me healing energy, cure me, and he will also help with you. So I hope you will enjoy your life now. Do you enjoy? Now more enjoyment with God, with your supreme friend. And I would say again, use the power of your subconscious mind, specifically 10 minutes every morning, diamond period for our life. Whatever you want to achieve, create that type of thoughts at that time. Never allow any negative thoughts. See what happens in the world. People get up late, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. When they open their eyes, first of all, they see newspaper on their table. They start reading newspaper. First big line in every newspaper is most dangerous news of that day. Always, normally. Not a good news. Very bad news. First line, he will read that. So what will enter in his subconscious mind? Peacelessness, vibrations of tension. On subtle level, it will be working all day with him. He will not feel himself very happy. And we wake up in the morning, early morning, and we see God in front of us. We talk to him. So beginning of our day is very great beginning, divine beginning. So fill your mind with pure and elevated thoughts every day and enjoy your life. Don't forget to give this thought, my life has become stress-free. My mind has become cool and calm. I am most happy person in this world. I am most fortunate person in this world. Don't forget these thoughts every day, and thus you will enjoy your life very much. Om Shanti. Now for 5 minutes again, let us sit in powerful yoga, red light way. I am Master Almighty. Baba has given me all of his powers, and I am embodiment of all of his powers. Visualize Baba in soul world, Almighty. Rays of might from Almighty are coming down to me. Just I am under a colorful fountain of all powers.